cut the cheese in here, man. What's up with that? Oh, wait. It's part of what we're going to do with our sausage next, right? That isn't what it was. I thought that was you, Bob. But good thing I'm across the studio and not sitting next to you. Tim, you okay, man?
Yeah, if nobody's going to claim it, I will.
That is a true man card right there, baby.
There's no dog in here, but somebody's got to have it.
Yeah, and of course, he's just kidding. He's talking about putting cheese in sausage and grinding up cheese. And we've all tried it. We've watched people try it. Now there's products you can buy that are already ready for you to do that. But thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, and it's the sausage and jerky special. We're talking with Tim Sobey from Sobey's Market and Sobey Meats. And if you've never been there, it's the northwest side of Grand Rapids. It's a giant palace full of meat.
Protein heaven, baby.
I mean, men and women love this place.
Yeah. And women, too. Last couple, 3 years, getting smokers for Christmas. The women actually have been more excited about smoking meats than the guys.
Really?
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about adding cheese to your blend.
Nothing wrong with cheese in a sausage. One's, if you're going to be doing a sausage on your own, we actually have, they're created, they're real cheese. I don't believe in artificial cheeses. And they're high temp, so they're created to use in a sausage so they won't cream out. So if you're going to just go get a shredded cheese, put it in a sausage and smoke it, you won't see it. It'll turn to cream. It'll mix in. You won't even see it.
The fat will all render, and it's just gone. Like this, what I'm eating right here, this is one of my favorites that you have. This is the actual hot stick with cheese. I usually bring home the medium stick with cheese so that everybody can eat them because some people complain about the hot, but that's not really that hot.
Not that hot. It's edible.
Cheese miles it down. So let's talk about grinding your own, okay? And you started off, I mean, you were working for a local company for years and years, and meat was your hobby.
Yep.
What'd you grind it with?
We would just run it through our meat grinder at that time. So the trick is get some meat down through the throat of that grinder.
But I mean, what kind of grinder did you have as a novice rookie who liked playing with his meat?
It was an electrical one, small and only had a half horse motor on it, so it'd take a while to get things through there, but it was a commercial made grinder, and it was a leftover one from a big market that a guy repaired equipment and they were getting rid of it, and we picked that up and used it for years. Actually, we still have it.
So that was a commercial unit. Jop, you ever grind any?
Yeah, and growing up, my mom had the one that bolted to the countertop, right?
Right.
The Armstrong grinder.
Right.
And that actually was pretty terrible, the product that came out the other end, because you couldn't exert constant force to it. So, I always remember there was those little discs on the end of the thing. Is something was being ground up there, and then it was pushed through this little Play-Doh mold, and it came out in these little strings. I don't know if we ever made, cased sausage, and I want to talk about different types of casings in a minute, but it was always just grinding it up,
so
and it came out in a hamburger.
You couldn't keep up with your mom when it came to grinding
the meat. Yeah, she had forearms of steel. Yeah. Believe me, she slapped me side the head with those many times.
I noticed you had a little flinch when you talked about that grinder. Well, it's funny you should say that, because if you look at the show plan,
really?
You'll see the ChopRite number 5. Does that look that?
That's
that
the one, man.
A little bit.
That's the one. If you were big enough to crank the arm off that thing, you didn't have to use it anymore. But prior to then, sometimes, you know, when I was little, you had two hands on that thing cranking it around, because there was nothing but Armstrong power on that thing, man.
And you know, I mean, I think everybody had one. My parents had one. My wife's parents had one. Matter of fact, when they moved, they gave theirs to me. So I had my mom's and Maureen's mom's. So I had two of them, and foolishly, I gave them away. Now I want one, because I think it would be a great thing to have, especially the bigger model, so you can do some volume in it. But rather than worry about an electric one and spending $500 for a basic electric, because you can get the cheap electric for $150, but they're going to suck.
You're going to burn up.
Yeah. The Chinese junk.
Yeah.
So, but instead, I think one of these old cast American-made manual units, because you don't do that much at a time. If you're a guy like me, you're just doing 5 or 10 pounds, and it give you a good workout. I mean, I need that.
Sure. And another thing that was well-known for those, ham was a mainstay years ago.
Yes.
So then you grind it up to make that bologna spread, ham spread, egg salad. things like that that didn't require.
Tim, you have that in your store, that bologna spread or that ham spread.
Yeah.
You mixed, what, like pickles in with that? And oh, dude, man, that is the bomb. I get that from you. I have to admit, on the way home, I open the lid and I eat it with my damn finger. I'm just like, I can't wait to have this.
You should get a box of crackers next time.
Right. Yeah. No, it's just, I like it. I don't want to spoil it with anything, that bologna, that ground up bologna with the pickles and
bologna,
I don't know what
salad,
you got in it.
I think
but,
they call it, don't you?
Yeah, bologna spread. And bologna spread. Father Mark calls it Polish caviar.
Yeah. So, no doubt. It's absolutely that good. Hey, one technical question. When you're making these sausages, there's casings that you use. Now, there's natural casings and man-made casings. Why would you use one or the other?
My opinion on our smaller sausages, let's say kielbasa and smaller, we use all natural casings. They have a little bit more snap to them. And then if you're, let's say you're eating a meat stick, I know there are other markets that like to use a collagen casing, and some people say it's too hard to chew. Get to the end and you got this, you know.
Got to spit it out somewhere.
Got to spit it out someplace, yeah. Now, on our bigger sausage, like our homemade lunch meats, we'll use a fibrous casing on there because we want to peel that casing off so it's not attached to that meat when you slice it and put it on a cracker. Otherwise, all our other sausages is all natural.
Mm-hmm. So another grinder I found was online. It's called the Weston Pro. It's a number 12 electric grinder. It's $490, one horse. Something like that would be like the entry level to a decent one, you think, for a homeowner?
They are. And I'll be honest with you, in town, I mean, you could go to either Kent Butcher Supply or Hobart, and you might spend, let's say $800 or $1,000 on a quality grinder. But if you're going to bone out your own deer, you're already saving the first $100 on that deer by not paying processing.
Right.
So 10 deer, kaboom, you just paid for that grinder. Now you have something where you can get parts. You can get the plate.
So you think Hobart would be a brand, if you were trying to maybe go to Craigslist or eBay, Hobart would be another good brand?
Yeah, and there are different brands that Kent Butcher Supply has that are American-made.
People around the country and around Michigan are going to go to different places.
Correct.
Let's say they're not here.
Yeah, yep. And cool. But something that's not in a catalog store, sometimes that's that cheap Chinese stuff that doesn't work very long.
That's advice for a man. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. This one makes total sense to a meat guy like Tim. You order a salad instead of steak at a steakhouse. Actually, if you order anything but a steak, you're getting your man card pulled.
Absolutely.
Don't go to a steakhouse and get a salad and not get the steak. Or don't get chicken wings either.
Right.
Because we'll take the skirt right off you and send you out on the street, you little girl. Hey, so now that I've been a chauvinistic pig, I want to set the record straight. Last week sometime, Jop, you were in Texas, Monday or Tuesday, I don't know, I'm listening to all this news about, you know, everybody's jumping on the NRA and, oh, you know, this ding NRA, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, the news media is going nuts. They're like vultures. The NRA didn't shoot anybody. They just protect our gun rights. So if you're one of those crazed NRA haters, you probably want to turn this show off right now, because I'm going to call you out. So I posted something on Facebook and said, we support the NRA. Oh, my gosh. That thing lit up. It was on fire, and people were arguing back and forth, and it turned vicious. So I had to delete the post because it wasn't the intention. The intention was to say, we feel sorry that a nutcase got a gun and killed people. That's always a shame. But we firmly support the Second Amendment, and we love the support that the NRA gives us, that we pay for, us members pay for, to protect us from letting gun-grabbing fools destroy one of our amendments, one of our civil rights in this country. So it has nothing to do with as kids getting slaughtered, which was absolutely awful. The system failed. That guy You know, he was turned into the FBI several times. The police were at his house 19 times. It wasn't the NRA.
Enough said. But you know what? Tragic situation down there. Those kids came back strong this week after being off for 2 weeks. And bless their hearts for embracing this thing and understanding that you know, this guy and this system isn't going to win. We're in this to win it. But we appreciate you listening and tuning in each and every week. You have been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We hope you had a great week and are looking forward to next week. And if you're going to hang with us, we got one more little bonus segment we're going to talk. So thanks for listening. We'll talk with you in a minute.
This is the Country Boy Song. Chew it up, spit it out, crack a cold one and tilt it back. I'm tired of these city boys running.